Today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the three persons in the divine Godhead. The Trinity is the greatest revealed mystery of the Christian faith. It is a teaching that God is a communion of three persons in one divine nature. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Father is that which the Son is, the Son that which the Father is, the Father and the Son that which the Holy Spirit is, that is, by nature, God. They have a unique nature that is not shared by any other. The divine persons, according to the Catechism, are really distinct. In the New Testament, the Trinity was present at the baptism and the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, as Matthew records here. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:16-17. The same scenario played out at his transfiguration in Matthew 17:1-5. When the Lord Jesus commissioned his disciples, he told them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Matthew 28:18-20. We were all baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity. Paul was a firm believer in the Trinity, as he always attested to that in his writings. His belief in the Trinity is seen in the benediction that closes his second letter to the Corinthians, which happens to be the second reading of this Mass. "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." We are invited to contemplate the divine Godhead on this especially important solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We do not need to seek to comprehend everything about God and the Trinity, for according to St. Paul, our knowledge is imperfect. The Trinity is a mystery. The Trinity is a family and can also be seen as a community of love. The Father loves the Son, and the Father and the Son extend that love to us, especially in the Holy Spirit. In the Trinity, love is generated and communicated. The model of this community of love is what each Christian should take as a challenge. How can we, like the Trinity, be united in a community of love so that we can be with them? Here is what the Lord Jesus says: "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwellings with him." John 14:21-23. As we celebrate the Trinity today, let us strive hard to remain in the love of the Trinity. For as the Gospel tells us today, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life."